Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. And I am back. And I have been doing a little bit of thinking since the last time we were all together. Or should I say, since the last time you all joined me for an episode. And I was thinking about this podcast and the things that I've been talking about. And it made me realize that I started this podcast talking about kids and talking about play and how to use play as a learning and a skill building tool. And then the pandemic hit and lockdowns and virtual school and all of that. And I sort of organically shifted my focus. And we started to talk about connections and how to maintain connections and how to maintain relationships and normalcy and all of that. And before long, the podcast seems to have organically evolved to where the things I talk about, though they are child-centered and child-oriented, have really become community-oriented. And I think I'm going to either try to swirl them together as I continue to go forward, or alternate between the two, because I think they're equally important. And I think that they are two things or two groups that can mutually benefit from the things we talk about, because we have gotten into talking about, though the focus is using play to accomplish goals, we've really talked about the social, emotional, and psychological needs of the whole community, of all of us, of adults, of teachers, of educators, of caregivers, of parents, of teenagers, of children of all ages. We all have commonality and we all have common needs. And so I am going to continue to tie those things together. So I think going forward, we're going to get a mix of both, because like this week's episode, we're talking about social emotional learning. And the topic I wanted to share with you is the idea that different shapes and different colors make beautiful art. What does that make you think of? To me, it makes me think of, first, exactly that, all of the things that can be created with shapes and colors. But then it makes me think of people. People of all shapes, colors, kinds. And how we make beautiful things happen when we all come together. And it ties into this topic that I've been talking about over the last couple of weeks about puzzle pieces and how we all are a piece in the world's puzzle. And the other question that came up was this. What is the story that your piece tells? What part of the world story does your piece play? What role do you and the kids in your life play in the world around you? And I'm sitting out here on still a winter day. There's snow on the ground, but it's bright and it's beautiful, and I'm still bundled up, but it's warm and it's comfortable to be outside. I love days like this. I'm actually sitting out here, and for whatever reason, I'm staring at this squirrel sitting on one of the big lines that is running behind all of the houses. And he's just sitting there. I'm not sure why. I can see his tail twitching, but he's looking at us out here in the yard. It's a beautiful day to be outside. And if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that no matter the time of year, I always encourage getting kids outside, getting yourself outside. I talked about that a lot when we were all locked in place, about how getting outside can change your mood. It can change your thoughts. It can change your feelings. It can change your energy. I try to do it each and every day, even if just for a little while. It just feels good. And all of that kind of ties into all of the things that I wanted to touch on this week, which is continuing the overall theme that we think of for the month of February. You know, it's Black History Month. We celebrate Valentine's Day on Monday, and all of the things that that encompasses. And I keep bringing up this idea of shifting the focus of Valentine's Day, especially for those of us who work with kids or have kids in our lives and who are looking for a bigger focus for recognizing that, what some would call that holiday. Why should we recognize it in the lives of the kids in our lives? And I really like this idea of worldwide, community-wide connection. Using the month of February and all of the things that that encompasses to pull on those common threads and reconnect and re-engage and build stronger communities, build stronger connections. And I think that that is a great way to recognize Valentine's Day and Black History Month and all of the things that we recognize in the days of this month, because they all, in a sense, tie together, which also ties back to what I was talking about with the podcast as a whole, of all of the focus organically moving to the community as a whole, the family as a whole. So yes, we talk about kids and kids' relationships and kids' connections and how kids are a part of the community. But we can also tie all of these things to the rest of us. And it's just as important for us as it is for them. It's important for us adults to be good examples of how to be part of a larger community, how to build strong connections, how to have positive relationships. Kids in our lives hear and see and copy all of the things that we do and the ways that we show up. And that creates a worldview for the kids in our lives, right? We are a puzzle piece in that whole image. Is the role that we play in that greater image a positive one? Is it an inclusive one? Is it an expansive one? Or is it an exclusive one? Is it a retractive one? Is it one that teaches that we keep to ourselves and we don't connect? What is our piece of the puzzle saying? How can we create a new puzzle? How can we take our piece and recreate it to make a new image? The stories that we tell and that the kids in our lives tell have a greater impact. So if the kids in your life have a negative view or struggle with negative feelings or see themselves in negative ways, they're bringing a negative piece and telling a negative story as a part of the world's puzzle. And what ripple effect does that cause? How can we, as adults, make sure that the stories the kids in our lives tell and the experiences they have, the image they help to create, how do we make sure that it is a positive one? Now, life is not puppy dogs and roses all of the time in every situation. No. We're going to have arguments with our classmates. We're going to struggle with not using positive words when we really should. We're going to have occasional cases of the grumpies where we want to be by ourselves. That's human. But how can we teach kids to rebound from that experience or those experiences? And these are ongoing struggles, right? Like, this is not stuff that, oh, you learn the lesson, excuse me, you learn the lesson once and it never comes up again. These are things that we struggle with over and over and over again until we build that muscle memory of how to prevent or ward off those negative stories and those negative experiences and start to turn them into positive ones, because we have the tools to do that. Those are things that are learned for kids and things that we as adults sometimes take for granted or put on a shelf and, in the worst case, forget about more times than we care to recognize. So what stories can we encourage the kids in our lives to tell? How can we help them show up? In this month of talking about caring and friendship, I'm sorry, I apologize. I think it's the sunshine that has caused a frog in my throat. I'm not going to complain. The sunshine feels wonderful. But what stories are we encouraging the kids to tell? We are in a month of diversity and individuality and connection. How are we using our puzzle piece to foster those ideas? How are we supporting the kids in showing up in the world in positive ways? Those answers are the things that our puzzle piece represents. Our puzzle piece is us, and our representation of and in the world. And so, how can we recognize our uniquenesses? Ooh, try to say that three times fast. How can we recognize and get the kids in our lives to recognize their uniquenesses as a positive thing so that they amplify those things versus shrinking from them? We go through different stages in our young lives where we realize that we are different from each other, and we try to sometimes cover those things up or alter those things so that we blend in more. But are we really telling our story? Are we really searching for the ways that our puzzle piece fits if we are shrinking our uniquenesses and trying to cover them up and make them blend? How can we as adults amplify the ways that we as adults are unique and show that we are, that they make us better, that we are proud of those things? Some of us are good talkers. Some of us are good listeners. Some of us are good dancers. Some of us are good singers. Some of us are really good at being a strong and reliable friend. That is a set of learned skills. How can we help the kids in our lives uncover the things that make them who they are and then be proud to amplify them? And it really does start with making sure that the stories that kids are telling about those things are positive ones. And recognizing that our puzzle pieces are all different shapes and sizes and have different access points. Some of us connect into others, some of us have the ability to let others connect into our piece. And that is the beauty of being part of a puzzle. That is the beauty of being part of a community. That is the beauty of being part of a connection. You tell your story, and somebody else sees themselves in your story, and it allows them to feel seen and heard, and then they get inspired to tell their story. You share your uniqueness, and it allows someone else to see themselves and their connection point of their uniqueness to connect to your uniqueness to create a new uniqueness that creates good in the world. See how that all works? It all ties into the different shapes and different colors make beautiful art idea. So I want to encourage you to do just that this week. And actually for the rest of this month, in the spirit of Black History Month, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, what is the story that your puzzle piece tells as an adult? And what is the story that the children's puzzle pieces tell that you are connected to? How does your puzzle piece connect to their puzzle piece? What image does that create? What story does that tell? And how does that, those stories, those pieces, connect to other people's stories and puzzle pieces? One of the ways to get kids to realize their uniquenesses and be proud of their uniquenesses and want to show off their uniquenesses is by creating art. And I know for myself, as someone who likes to think of myself as creative, as adults, a lot of times we go into art and art type things with a little bit of apprehension, especially when we're trying something new, because we want to do it just right. But that's not really the idea of art, is it? The idea of art, especially the way that kids see it and the way that kids do it, is to get messy and to tell a story with their mess. So what kind of a messy story can you tell this week and this month? I have done scrapbooking and card making for many, many years. And I started both of those things on a whim because I thought they were interesting. And because I had a reason to do so. I needed a card for something, and so I used what I had and I put one together. Was it perfect? No. Was it detailed? No. Did I use proper techniques? No. I didn't even have tools that quote-unquote professional card makers would say you needed to properly put a card together. But I had fun doing it. And it created a story. It created a story of the fact that I used what I had to create this card for this specific occasion. So what kind of art can you as an adult create this week that represents the story that you want to tell? What is an action you can take out in the world that contributes to the story that you want your life to tell? What about the kids in your life? What kind of art could they create that tells a story that they want to tell in the world? What action could they take that will leave a mark and create a ripple in the world, that will become a part of the story that is told about their life. I hope that these things inspire you. I hope that you found some creative inspiration around storytelling and relationship building for yourself and for the kids in your life through this week's episode. That was really my goal, was to promote those things and inspire you to find creative ways to amplify those things. I also hope that I was able to inspire you and the kids in your life to realize that we are all unique. We are all individual. We all have a story that deserves to be told. But the best way to tell that story is to create the puzzle using our own pieces. Connect to others. Build those relationships and show the world who you are and how you can contribute. No matter who you are or where or what you may come from. That is my inspiration for you this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode and got a lot out of it. If you are feeling gutsy, I would love for you to find me over on Instagram. You can search my name. And I would love to hear how this episode inspired you. You can DM me or you can comment on one of the posts that I have made about some of these related topics. I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next week when I'm going to have another fun learning and skill building topic to dive into together as a whole community. Don't forget, you are always welcome to join my virtual events that I hold online throughout each and every week that are connected to some of these same topics. We explore learning and skill building using play and play experiences for kids of all ages. We tackle everything from learning math to reinforcing social skills. So check those out. I have several of them that go throughout the week. And I hope you will join me because I would love to virtually meet each and every one of you and get to know you on a more person-to-person basis. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next time.